Satisfied that he had recovered all the shells, he pocketed them and followed his two companions down the winding dirt road. He watched them. They were an improbable combination, the former German soldier and the street-hard Chicago-born black man. Yet they worked well together, each contributing his own highly developed abilities, each complementing the strength of the other with his own powerful talents. They worked together, like two interlocking gears in a fine machine. Kane often wondered about his relationship with them. He decided he neither liked nor disliked them. They were part of the business, and that was all. Not friends, even though they had shared danger, just business associates. He felt comfortable that way, and he suspected they did too. It was not wise in their line of work to become too attached to anyone. He walked faster to catch up to them. Both were graceful, each in his own way. Soldier was a massive man, heavily muscled, with thick, strong legs that propelled him along easily with the smoothness of a trained athlete. Slick, tall, and lean, he moved like a dancer, his long hands swinging free, his long body moving with leopard-like agility. Kane hoped that the old man's summons meant an assignment. At first he had welcomed the peace of the northern forest, but now it seemed more like a prison. He needed action. He noticed the heavy clouds. They were low.